I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one place in the world where I can truly relax, it's on a little island off New York where no cars are allowed. It's called Fire Island. Believe it or not, there are other car-free zones around the U.S., and more than you might suspect. What's cool about car-free destinations is not just the peace and quiet, but that it's such an eco-friendly way to get around. Michigan's Mackinac Island has been audible-free since residents banned them in 1898. The primary mode of transportation? Horse. On Santa Catalina Island off the coast of Southern California, almost all the transportation is bicycle and golf carts. Between Savannah and Hilton Head, you'll find Dufowski Island, where residents and visitors get around using golf carts, bikes, and yes, horses. Islands aren't the only car-free zones. There are now two permanent pedestrian plazas in New York City's Times Square, and you can find plenty of foot-friendly zones in cities like Boston, San Francisco, and Austin. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.